Start in now.
Wait, I haven't hit yet.
So how much do you take out of, after looking at the film and everything, how much do you take out of the win over the chance?
Oh, you know, don't get me wrong. It was a great win. I mean, against the world champions. I mean, anytime you can beat the world champions, obviously, you know, it means something. But you know, at the end of the day, guy, it counts as one game. And, you know, I thought it was a game where we played well. We played with a lot of energy. I thought we did a good job. It's crazy to say, but we did a good job on Kobe. I mean, you know, you're talking about a guy that had 34 points, but I think the way he got the points are important because he's such an efficient guy that, you know, I think he ended up taking 24 shots or something like that, and we kind of kept him off the foul line for the most part. I think that become really important, and we didn't have anybody else that had the big game. You know, usually somebody else has a big game, and that really makes them, you know, very difficult to beat. So no one else had the big game, and I think, you know, we did a good job of rebounding it. We did a good job of points in the paint, you know, second chance points, and turnovers is low. So, you know, when we play that efficiently, you know, I think, we do have the ability to play against, you know, the really elite teams. I don't take a whole lot from the fact that it wasn't a second game of a back-to-back or, you know, one of those things right there. Everybody tried to make a big deal out of that. But to me, we just played, you know, very efficiently and didn't turn it over. And, you know, that's where the difference is. It's not so much that, oh, we had a day's rest and, you know, I mean, we just turned the ball over out there against them and then they destroyed us with points in the paint in the first game.
So how do you harness that play regardless of who's next up on the schedule?
Well, if I knew that, you know, I would have Phil's 10 rings, okay? All right. No, I would, you know, we just, that's where the consistency comes in. I think that's why we got to keep preaching the consistency thing of playing at the same level. And, you know, I mean, because it wasn't like we shot the basketball exceptionally well. You know, we shot 47%. So we're capable of shooting the ball better, but I think all around, our game have to be, you know, where the turnovers were, you know, the rebound and the second chance points and things like that. And if we play at that level, that's when we're pretty efficient.
Was it, were you guys more efficient because the floor spread better?
Well, we did. We did a good job, I think, of spreading the floor. And we had good looks and we had some shots that, you know, that I thought we would normally make. To me, the whole key to that game was that we got their bigs on the move. You know, we got Powell on the move, we got Bynum on the move, because those guys, I mean, they're just so long and they do a great job of protecting the basket. So some kind of way you got to get them on the move where they're out on the floor just a little bit, where, you know, you got them three steps outside the paint, it's a completely different look that you get rather than having them right there, because, you know, they're so long and they're so smart, you know, that if you don't have them on the move, it's really tough to score against that team.
Similar to going against Boston's front line.
Sure. I think exactly. Yeah, I think, you know, when they have KG and Sheed and Perkins in there, you know, you have to get them on the move, because obviously they build a wall in the paint in there, and there's a reason that they're one of the, you know, most efficient and the best defensive teams in the league is because of, you know, basket protection. They do a great job of protecting the basket.
Considering how up and down this month has been, and LB and Jay Rich, the injuries, to finish with 6-9 or 7-9, something like that. I mean, it's a losing record, but.
Well, you know, I tell you, the only disappointing thing was I thought we started the Golden State game with the incorrect frame of mind. You know, now obviously they're a difficult team to guard, and Boston found that out last night. You know, they've got very good one-on-one offensive players that makes matchups really tough, and they do a good job of exploiting, you know, the mismatches that they have. But I just thought we started the game in a basket trading mentality, and if you do that against them, you know, they're very good at what they do. So that was the biggest disappointment. The other games, you know, I think everybody's finding out that, you know, losing to Oklahoma City here hurt, but they're a very good basketball team. And if you don't play at a high level, you won't beat them, you know. So those were the two. The other ones, You know, we just got to, we talk about it all the time. We talk about finishing games and finishing possessions. And, you know, we were good enough to get leagues in those games, so that tell me we're a good team. Now we have to find a way to finish those games off and, you know, not win by 15, 18, or 20 like we were up, but you got to be able to finish those games off. Well, probably, because I just thought that what he brought to the table to us, he gave us an opportunity to guard those guys without double teaming. You know, we didn't have to double team Bynum. We didn't have to double team Powell when he guarded him. And that was pretty good. And, you know, he just gave us some size. You know, we don't have that size. And so, obviously, when he plays, you know, like he did last night, it gives us an opportunity to have some size in there to combat being just so undersized against those guys. Very much so. Well, I just thought it was just more under control, and I think that probably came because, you know, we gave him an opportunity to play with Steve early in the game, where he came up with a couple of easy baskets, and I think that kind of calmed everything for him.
You'll get to him again tomorrow as well?
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll try him. You know, I mean, they've got, you know, huge guys. Their front line is just like the Lakers, you know, that's real long and real big, so. We'll have to make sure that we're doing the same thing we did against the Lakers. We gotta try to win the rebounding game and try to limit their second shots.
Was the door incident kind of turning point for him? Approach or mentality?
I have no idea. I mean, I have no idea. You'd have to ask him out of door.
You run that play again where the loose ball bounces off the floor right by the rim and he tips it in.
that was a good one,
Murray,
huh?
He
did
yeah.
not.
Yeah, swear.
You can't give a guy an assist on that. You can give him a, well, I don't know, it can't even be a steal. I don't know what it is.
Hometown scoring.
Oh, my. I don't know. I don't see an assist on that. But I just thought that he did a good job of just, you know, just giving us what we needed, that big presence in the middle. And although he didn't block shots, you know, they didn't give me any block shots, which is beyond my wildest dream.
I think one on the Kobe.
Yeah, but he had to have the Kobe one, and at the end of the game, he blocked Adam Morrison's shot. Yeah. So he has to have two block shots.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So they got to give him a steal or a block shot. They got to give
Kamari's
him something.
Assistant way to get Robin a block.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that, you know, he was just a presence for us, and we don't expect for him to, you know, to average 20 points a game or anything like that. We just need his the big body and the presence of him being in there.
What was the best thing Jared did last night? He was good at both ends.
I just thought he was efficient. Guys, we did a good job on Kobe. I'm telling you, I think the guy is as good as anybody that has played the game, and I really believe that. I don't think there's anybody that has played the game that is any better than he is. I mean, I think he's such a basketball player, you know, and that seemed like a real simple term, but I mean, he just, you know, he can dribble the ball, he can create his own shot, he can pass the ball, he's a very good defender, he's a very good rebounder. I mean, what else is there, you know? And the guy's won championship, and he plays extremely hard, and is the most competitive person that I think I've ever seen.
Stay up late and watch the Boston game last night?
I did watch the end of
TV
it.
TV scouting?
Yeah, I did. Well, we record every game, so, I mean, I TiVo almost every game. So I watched it when I got home, and, you know, they did a great job. You know, obviously they got Beatrice back, which gave them some size. But the small ball, I mean, it's tough to guard. You know, they really do a good job. They're really difficult to guard. And it's good to see that Monty Ellis scores on everybody else too, you know, not just us, you know.
He's only got a dozen 30-point games already.
I know. Had 37 last night. So.
Yeah, you were thinking that maybe having LB back might get Jared's minutes back, but then it's hard not to keep going with him.
Well, I thought he had played, you know, too many consecutive minutes. I sent Grant to the table. And Jared made a shot, so Grant turned around and came back.
On his own.
He made a three-pointer. Yeah, I sat, and he just came right. Yeah, he just came right back. So, but that's also a testimony to what kind of guys we got on our team. You know, where in some situations, guys are so selfish, he would have checked right in the game. He just came back, you know. He was going good, and, you know, our guys are that way. And really, Jay Rich, you know, I mean, Goran ended up finishing the game. And, you know, Jay Rich and LB understands that too, you know. So I think that's kind of what makes us a good team and kind of a unique team, because these guys really pull hard for each other.
In a totally different athletic kind of way, do you use Jared kind of like you used to use Sean, where he can guard a wing or a four?
Well, yeah, we do, and you're right. I don't understand it. I really don't. I know it's crazy. It is. I mean, but I'm being totally, I don't understand it. But, yeah, I mean, he'll guard KG some tomorrow, and he'll guard, you know, he's guarded Baron, and he's guarded, you know, Kobe, and, you know, we just kind of use him that way. And some kind of way he finds a way to, you know, to get it done. I mean, you know.
You always have that question on the GM survey about what player gets the most out of the least. I don't think he's come up on the.
I mean. But he's so, I mean, like rebounding, and, you know, he's just such a smart player, and he just. I mean, you just know you get your best from him every night, and he doesn't always play well, you know. But you know that you're getting your best, you know, effort-wise, and, you know, just, you know, from a totally cerebral standpoint and all of that, you just get his best. So that's why it's hard to ever complain about, you know, what he does on the court, because you know that you're getting maximum effort and everything that he can give you.
Oh, sorry. Those last 4 minutes don't count.
All off the record.